an Oscar the Lamp, Lou Brink and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Edward Everett Horton.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. I guess you all been reading the newspapers about the government reorganizing the Selective Service. You know, they didn't get me in that last draft. But if there's another one, I'm afraid I'll have to go. You see, I'm now old enough. But I ain't worried, because just for luck, I carry around with me a four-leaf clover. And this little clover's got words and music on it. Take it, Lou. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that bloom in the lane. No use explaining, the one remaining is someone I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that bloom in the lane. No use explaining, the one remaining is someone I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
You know, Alzie boy,
yeah.
Since you got back from Palm Springs, you look just wonderful.
Really? You think so?
Sure, you're great. You're tan and healthy, even younger looking.
Why, Ken... You want a raise or something?
No.
Thank you, Ken, for that last round. You really think I look younger?
I do, Al. Day by day, you're getting to look more and more like Larry Parks.
Well, maybe someday I'll play him in his life story.
You don't look that good, Al.
I don't, huh?
No.
Well, look, you don't think so. Look, since Palm Springs, I want to tell you something. We all look better.
I don't.
Oscar, that's not so. The trip did you a lot of good. Why, look at you. You're a new man.
I hope not. I spent a lot of money giving the old one piano lessons.
Oh, come on, Oscar. Come on, fess up, son. Fess up. Palm Springs did you a lot of good. Why, you told me yourself. While you were down there, you lost 3 pounds.
Yes. 1 pound of fat and 2 pounds of money.
Well, I know it's a little expensive down there at Palm Springs. But when you go to a resort like that, you're supposed to open up a little bit, you know. Take the fish hooks out of your pocket and not worry about money. Why, when I left there, I... Why, when I left there, the kingfish, that's me, I gave each one of the bellboys a $3 bill.
There's no such thing as a $3 bill.
There ain't? I've been swindled. I paid 6 bits apiece for those things.
There was one thing I enjoyed in Palm Springs, Al.
Really?
It was the dinner you gave for the gang after the show.
Oh, I'm glad. You know, I enjoyed it, too. I was stuffing myself with steaks and spare ribs and swabs, and all of a sudden, I remembered who was paying for it.
The rest of us didn't have any trouble remembering.
No?
All the steaks had stamped on them, compliments of Al Jolson. Be friendly. Share this with the person next to you.
Well, I just didn't want anybody to go away from a party hungry, you know.
Actually, I liked the dinner very much, Al.
Oh, I'm glad, Oscar.
But every time you got up to sing with the orchestra, I turned positively green.
Green with envy, huh?
No. The trombone player kept blowing the pea soup out of my bowl.
Oscar, on you, any color is an improvement.
I don't want to sound like I'm complaining,
yeah,
but I think the food could have been a little better.
Oh, no.
And the service could have been a little better.
But that wasn't the whole party. I sang 100 songs, didn't I?
Yeah. The entertainment could have been better.
Oscar, no matter what you think, I enjoyed Palm Springs immensely, especially the pretty girls sitting around the swimming pool.
Yes, the girls were pretty, but
yeah,
they sure wore some silly-looking bathing suits.
Oh, you're right, Oscar. Did you see that girl with the bathing suit made out of $10 bills? She dived in the pool, and she let out a scream.
What happened?
Somebody shortchanged her. Well, Oscar, how about thumping the desert sand off your piano with a little bit of that chicken cacciatura? I guess I don't know myself.
You'll hear from Russia in the morning. And believe it or not, it won't be the saber dance.
It won't?
I'll play Chicken Kachaturian's lullaby.
Go ahead, son, and do your utmost.
Have you ever served hot pan-fried Velveeta sandwiches? Ah, that's a grand idea for Lent. And easy. Between slices of bread, put good thick slices of Kraft smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Fry the sandwiches in a skillet of hot butter or margarine until the bread is golden brown on both sides and the Velveeta melting so that its cheddar cheese flavor tastes extra rich and savory. And then pop the sandwiches onto a hot platter and surround them with broiled tomato halves. So good. And thrifty, too. Remember, Velveeta is one of the important protein foods, and it helps supply other important nutrients from milk. Get several packages or a 2-pound loaf tomorrow for snacks and grand hot Velveeta dishes, too.
Oscar. Oscar, that's beautiful. You know, I could sit here all day just listening to you play the piano.
That makes two of us.
No, Oscar, please, I'm serious. When you play the piano, I don't know, it doesn't have to be boogie-woogie, that high-class stuff. I know, it's really wonderful.
Thanks, Al, but I don't want to take all the credit. The piano is a marvelous instrument. Just think, it has 88 keys, and I can't sing in any of them.
That's a perfect arrangement. Don't you worry, though, about the singing. You just play and leave the singing to me.
I'm playing, Al.
I'm singing. Every little movement has a meaning all its own. Every thought and feeling by some posture can be shown. In every love thought that from the stealing or your being must be revealing all its sweetness in some appealing little gesture. All of it's all.
Very pretty, Al. I often wish I could sing the sweet romantic tunes, but my voice doesn't seem right for them.
Your voice would be all right if you just putty up the cracks.
When building costs go down, I'll add a tonsil.
Very nicely said.
I can sing okay, but I have to stick to songs that suit a baritone profundo, like this one.
On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play.
One thing I can't understand when I hear that song. How do the fishes play on the road? That's what I want to know. On the road to Mandalay with a fox. Look.
Al.
What?
You didn't comment on my rendition of Mandalay.
Anything I'll say will just keep me from sounding like a nice fella. Now, look, Oscar, give me an old-fashioned arpeggio, and I'll sing you a song I used to serenade Sophie Tucker with.
Sophie Tucker?
Yeah. There's a performer. I'll never forget. We were traveling in a show together, and at night, when she was almost asleep, I'd stand under her window, and I'd sing to her. And believe me, it wasn't easy. She lived on a train.
What was the name of the song?
The name of the song was Cuddle Up a Little Closer.
I can understand why it wasn't easy.
What? Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy cozy, 'cause I love from head to toesy.
Sophie Tucker?
Lovey mine.
Al, you do those oldie songs very well.
Thank you.
Someday I'd like you to sing a romantic oldie that I wrote.
You wrote a romantic oldie? What was the name of it?
It's called I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Sued Dear Old Dad for Breach of Promise.
That's the nuttiest thing I ever heard. The music may be nice, but honestly, I don't care for the words.
Well, here's a pretty one that never had any words.
Oscar, that one is really pretty. You know, it seems to have the overtones of Debussy. And then again... and then again, it has just a touch of the undertones of Tchaikovsky. I know one of those guys wrote it. Which one? I can't tell.
It's the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
Well, I don't know any of those new and coming-up composers. I don't know them.
Beethoven was born in... You mean the animal, no, GNU. What the... Talking about Beethoven.
Yeah?
He was born in 1770. He's practically a contemporary of yours.
Yeah, I sang with his band at Ocean Park. But I don't know why Beethoven wasted so much moonlight on a sonata. Moonlight is for a girl and romance.
I feel a Jolson song about a girl approaching.
It's arrived.
Moon shining on the river. Come along, my Liza. Breeze singing through the treetops. Come along, my Liza. Something mighty sweet I want to whisper sweet and low, that you ought to know, my Liza. I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone so long. Don't make me wait. Don't hesitate. Come and hear my song.
Liza, Liza, skies are gray. But if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See the honeymoon a-shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. Liza, Liza, name the day when you belong to me, and the clouds will roll away.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Yes. If you're through singing, Liza, I wish you'd tell Mr. Jolson that Edward Everett Horton is here. Please.
Well, I'm Al Jolson.
That is a most unsatisfactory answer. But I suppose it'll have to do.
But look, I'm telling you that
don't argue with me.
Eddie, I'm not arguing. I told you I'm Al Jolson.
Why?
Huh?
I mean, who? Oh, not really.
Yes.
Oh, my word, of course. Oh,
sure.
I can see it now, yes. Oh, naturally. You are Al Jolson.
Yeah, I'm Al Jolson.
You know, you don't look a day older than when I last saw you.
When did you last see me?
This morning.
But, Eddie, look, there's no reason that you shouldn't know me. I lived next door to you in the valley for years,
oh,
remember?
Oh, of course I remember, of course. You were in the house next to me.
That's right,
right next door, yeah. Yes. You know, right after you moved out, we tore down the high wall. But Al, tell me, what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I'm on the radio. I sing.
Sing?
Sing,
oh,
yeah.
Of course. Oh, how well I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. We had to have that wall soundproof. Yes. It's strange, awfully strange, though, that I haven't heard anything about
it. Well, I honestly, I don't know why you haven't. They made a picture about my life. Everybody knows that. A picture about my life.
A picture about your life?
Yeah.
My dear me, don't they usually wait until the person passes on?
They got tired of waiting. But you know, Eddie, I mean, speaking about, you know, who am I, who are you? I don't know. I haven't heard about you lately.
Why, my.
What's become of you?
Never in my life.
What's become of you? That's what I want to know.
What a question.
Yeah.
Well, I,
What's become of you? Yeah, what's become of you?
Well, what has become of me?
I don't know.
Oh, don't tell me. I know. Yeah. I know. Yes, of course I know. I had a very successful tour with my play, Springtime for Henry.
I saw it in Key West.
Yes, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then there's my work in interior decorating. And, of course, I still continue my hobby of buying antiques.
Don't look at me. I'm not for sale.
Dear boy, you needn't worry. Have no fear. Have no fear. Rest your fears. Yeah. I only buy antiques that are in good condition. Oh, but my boy, Al.
Yeah.
Oh, now as I look at you, you know, you could be scraped and bleached.
Yeah.
No, and you would look wonderful, Al, wonderful, in a game room, mounted on a sort of a silver shield or something.
Alongside of you.
Yeah.
Look, Eddie, please, let's cut out this band about a mounted on a shield. Since you do interior decorating, you might be interested to know I'm going to remodel my house, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do you intend to do with it?
Well, I may build a left wing, and then again, I may put on a right wing. What do you think?
I don't care. Just save me a drumstick.
Oh,
oh, your house.
Oh, my house. Oh, yes,
course,
drumstick.
Right.
I'm not
what
talking about a turkey.
Yeah. Well, you know, Al, you know, really, I can help you immensely with the decorating.
Well, you may and you may not, but I have some ideas of my own. Now, I thought that the wallpaper pattern could be hundreds of little pictures of me. Yes. Just little pictures of
you. Heaven, man, you mean to have every wall in the house covered with your pictures?
Yeah. I never get tired of that pattern.
Well, after all, a man like you is his best friend. Now, Al, really, I could do an excellent job of decorating your bedroom. I really could, but first of all, I'll have to know something about your sleeping habits.
My sleeping habits?
Yes.
Well, I sleep on my left side. What? I don't know what I could tell you sleeping, except I wear Dr. Denton's. I wear Dr. Denton's. Yes, you can look at me funny if you like, but that's what I wear, with the footsies in them.
Footsies?
Yeah, with a footsie.
Mr.
Footsies, little footsies.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Well, you see, Ed, the room is very cold where I sleep, and my feet point north.
Oh, how uncomfortable. Yes. Well, why don't you use an electric blanket?
I don't like electric blankets. The last one I had was made by a toaster company, and every time I turned it on, it popped me out of bed. I don't know.
Mr. Jolson.
What?
I understand it perfectly. You're joshing me.
I'm not.
I declare you get under a person's skin, and I... Well, I just don't have the skin for two people.
Look, Eddie, don't get mad at me. I didn't ask you to give me advice, you know.
I came over here out of the goodness of my heart, Mr. Jolson, to help you decorate your home. But if this is the reception I'm going to receive, just give me my cheese and I'll leave.
Pardon me, but if you're being nasty to Mr. Jolson...
Yes?
Here's a book of insults. Why be half safe?
Oh, so, Mr. Jolson, you had to call out your bodyguard.
Bodyguard?
Didn't you?
I haven't any bodyguard since I let my body go. This is Oscar Levant.
Oscar Levant? Young man, what do you do? Where do you come from? How do you make a living? Am I supposed to know you? Are you anybody?
Do you run down or does someone have to pull out a plug?
Eddie, look, Oscar's a famous musician. He played piano at Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall. And now he's working with Al Jolson. You poor, poor boy.
Wait a minute. I'm not that bad. Oscar, you've been with me, well, a long time. Tell him what you think.
I'm a poor, poor boy.
Mr. Levant. Mr. Levant, if you play the piano, and mind you, I'm not saying that you do, perhaps you'd be interested in seeing the musical instruments in my antique collection.
Oh, yes, Oscar. Eddie has some great things. He's got the megaphone that Rudy Valley used to sing through. There's a wire net in it for stopping grapefruit. And,
I don't want to buy anything, but maybe I can sell you an antique piano.
A genuine antique piano?
Well, it was new last year, but I've been playing Jolson songs on it.
Oh, that does nick them, doesn't it? What are you asking for it?
$9,000.
$9,000? That's an awful lot of money for a piano.
Well, the price includes two pairs of nylon stockings for the legs.
My, you know, I've never seen nylon stockings on piano legs.
You've never seen my Aunt Sadie.
Hey, Eddie, have you got anything in musical antiques that I could use?
Or would you be interested in Toscanini?
Toscanini? Is he a good accompanist?
Oh, no, I guess you wouldn't. But I have it. I have it, Al, I have it. It's a delightful old song, and it tells a most beautiful story.
Really, if it's an oldie, I'm interested. What's the name of it?
It's called How Does the Hen Know the Size of the Egg Cup Before She Lays the Eggs?
That sounds like a good number for you, Al. If you get tired of it, you can always eat it.
Okay, Eddie, do me a favor. Sing it first,
will
you?
Oh, I hoped you'd ask me. All right, musicians, all right. Up on your roost. Oh, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup when she lays her eggs? With no egg cup beside her, with nothing at all to guide her, no one to tell her the actual size, no matter how she begs. Yet, how does a hen know the size of an egg cup when she lays her egg?
You know, these days it takes downright genius to feed a family well on a food budget. But Homemakers, here's a three-way help. It's Kraft's nutritious, smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Help number one is the way Velveeta helps you make economical, good-eating main dishes. Just melt Velveeta for a smooth cheese sauce that stretches leftover meat. It's grand on eggs, fish, seafood, and vegetables. And remember, Velveeta is a protein food. Helps supply food values you expect from a main dish. Now, Velveeta is help number two. It's with those snacks. If you buy the 2-pound loaf of this cheese food, you'll have plenty to spread for snacks and for cooking, too. And Velveeta's help number three is with lunchtime sandwiches, plain or toasted. Slice Velveeta's nutritious goodness thick. And those Velveeta sandwiches make a real main dish at lunchtime. So for swell but economical main dishes for grand snacks and sandwiches, tomorrow morning get Velveeta in the economical 2-pound loaf size.
Folks, before I sing my next song, I want to remind you that there are many times a year that people turn to the Red Cross. But only once a year does the Red Cross turn to the people. That time is now. The Red Cross performs services of many kinds in every community. For whatever you give to this organization, part of it goes to a veteran still in a hospital. We can never do too much for these men, nor can we ever forget them. Now, for any of these boys that may be listening to me, here's a song that many of you asked me to sing. And for you fathers and mothers that are home, here is an oldie I know that you all love. Give me an arpeggio, will you, please? I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fella search and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some people make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, searching to find a little bluebird in bed.
Sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a living sometime. I never even make a game.
Chasing rainbows, searching to find a little bluebird in a
night, folks.
Next Thursday, our special guest will be Edward G. Robinson. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who'll follow immediately.
A bit of extra flavor and zest will turn an ordinary meal into a special treat, and here's an easy way to do just that. Use Kraft's prepared mustard. There are two kinds, you know.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.